This is Brett Sperry, and on behalf of my co-authors, I will be presenting the effect of acoramidis on cardiac conduction abnormalities in participants with transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, from the Phase 3 ATTRibute-CM study. ATTR-CM is a progressive disease characterized by the destabilization of transthyretin, which misfolds, causing accumulation of amyloid fibrils in the heart. This is often associated with cardiac conduction abnormalities, arrhythmias, and worsening heart failure. And as patients are living longer with ATTR-CM in the current era, cardiac conduction abnormalities, such as prolongation of the PR interval and/or the QRS duration, are more commonly encountered in our clinical practice. Acoramidis is an oral near-complete transthyretin stabilizer approved in the United States, Europe, Japan, and the UK for the treatment of wild-type or transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy in adults. And in the Phase 3 ATTRibute-CM study, participants who received acoramidis demonstrated improved clinical outcomes and a trend towards improved or stabilized myocardial structure and function versus those who received placebo. We assessed the associations between acoramidis treatment and the progression of cardiac conduction abnormalities in the ATTRibute-CM safety population, which included all patients who received at least one dose of the study drug. ECGs were performed at baseline, day 28, and then every 3 months through month 30, and we used the PR intervals and QRS durations measured in non-paced ECGs for this evaluation. At baseline, about 40% of the study participants had ECG findings of atrial fibrillation or atrial flutter, where the PR interval was not able to be assessed. Overall, about 47% of the study population had assessable PR intervals, while 82% had assessable QRS durations. At month 30, 28.6% of participants in the acoramidis group and 42.9% in the placebo group who had a normal PR interval at baseline went on to develop a prolonged PR interval. And similarly, at month 30, 18.6% of participants in the acoramidis group and 21.7% in the placebo group who had a normal QRS duration at baseline developed QRS prolongation. The proportions of all participants who experienced either worsening PR interval or QRS duration from baseline were also lower in the acoramidis group than in the placebo group, and specifically 15.1% of participants in randomized acoramidis and 20.2% randomized placebo had worsening PR interval prolongation, whereas 12.9% in acoramidis versus 17.3% in placebo had worsening QRS duration prolongation. So in conclusion, fewer participants who received acoramidis compared with placebo developed PR interval or QRS duration prolongation during the study or had worsening PR interval or QRS prolongation from baseline, indicating that acoramidis may be effective in slowing the progression of cardiac conduction disease in ATTR-CM. Thank you again for your attention.